You know the deal. You know what happens when you hear this voice right now. That's right. We're going to award the lowest of the low, the ones who really been acting bad out here in these streets. Cole Sports presents to you not the dolt of the month. No, no, no. We're going to award very soon the dolt of the quota. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is the podcast always suitable for work, home, play, and all pursuits in between. Cole Sports! I am that man. That's right, your man, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson, and I'm bringing you sports on another level. And on this episode, we're going to talk about how a player could go from being sour to being sweet in probably about 5 minutes or so. We're also going to go real deep in under further review as football season kicks into high gear. But first, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Kansas City. The former, and yes, you can now say former, Rams starting quarterback Nick Foles was released by the team. But he wasn't out for work for long. He actually only had to go across the state of Missouri. Well, since he didn't play in Los Angeles, he played in St. Louis. Foles, a career 19-16 record, 53 touchdowns, 27 interceptions, was really not needed by the Rams. And of course, this was sort of a foregone conclusion because they drafted a quarterback, number one overall, in this year's draft. But the question is there going to be a quarterback controversy in Kansas City? I highly doubt it because, well, let's put it out there. Alex Smith is smooth with the ball. And I don't mean he's one of your 20 or 30 for 300 yards and three touchdowns and no interceptions type of quarterback. He is the quintessential, we will not turn over the ball under any circumstances. In that any possession that ends in a kick is a successful one. That means if even it's 12 punts in the game, well, it's considered successful because it didn't turn into a turnover. Stay tuned. I'm sure there's more to this story as it develops. Dateline, Los Angeles. The Dodgers' hot star, Yasiel Puig, is going down to the AAA organization. And why is he going down to AAA? Well, it's quite simple. Puig actually has the ability to turn off teammates, so he's not the perfect teammate. And he has gone to the ballpark late many, many, many different times. And he's actually been sitting out games because he has gotten to the park late. Well, I mean, he has a lot of time left. I mean, he's only 25. Hopefully he can mature and grow. Dateline, Cincinnati. First baseman Joey Votto goes red-faced when he tried to flag a foul ball into the first base side stands. And when the fan interfered with his catch, which would have put them out of that inning, Votto turns to the fan. Fan's wearing a Reds jersey, grabs the fan's jersey, puts the emblem basically to his face and says, look, you're a Reds fan. You're not supposed to interfere with me doing something. Back off, homie. But the story doesn't end there. During the half-inning changeover, Votto goes into the locker room, goes into the dugout, I'm sorry, writes an inscription onto the baseball, and he gives said baseball to the fan that he offended. The fan really understood, but the gesture was still all the same, a really good one from Joey. And the inscription on the ball read, quote, thanks for being so understanding when I acted out of character, close quote. Now, that is how you are supposed to act as a professional. Now, I believe fandom understands that an athlete's going to act, I won't say out of pocket, but he's going to act in a way that may not be becoming of what we expect our athletes to act. But if they recognize that and they say, you know what, look, it was a heat of the moment. You know, forgive me. I hope you understand. And you know what? I'm going to give you props for being so understanding. That is how you take care of business. So, Joey, I thank you, my man. You actually gave us a good blueprint as to how we all should act, athletes or non-athletes, when we let emotions get the better of us. Dateline, Los Angeles. Ex-Los Angeles Laker, but more salacious than that, former Knicks head coach Derek Fisher is attempting a comeback. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Since Mr. Fisher has to shell out over $100,000 a month in child support, he wants to get some of that cheddar back. And since he saw someone like a Mike Conley get a 5-year, $153 million contract, the 42-year-old figured, well, let me get some balls, dribble them, and let me get my shot on. Because doggone it, I'm also worth 8 figures too. And you can get your NBA application shirt at the Kohl's Sports Store. Look, the dribbling the two basketballs and dribbling between your legs and showing that you actually can go with your offhand because you're a southpaw, to actually dribble strong with your right hand and take shots from 15 feet away. Yes, it's nice, but that's rec ball nice. It's not NBA nice. Step away from the court and go onto the sideline. Get these young pups the opportunity to actually shine. You had your moment. You got 4 rings. Live with that. I'm sorry, you got 5 rings. Live with that. And just move on into the next episode of your life. But if you want to continue to give us fodder, please continue to show us those riveting clips of you trying to show that at 42, you can come back and earn 8 figures a year too in the NBA. When I come back, we're going to put wonderful subjects under further review. But immediately following the break, it is Drezilla! Sports on another level can be seen and heard on the social media platforms. Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like, rate, review to your heart's content. Most importantly, follow and subscribe to each and every one of these social media platforms. Kohl Sports, the 5-star show that is sports for the intelligent sportsman. Are you looking for the quintessential tool to tap within the champion within you? What if I were to tell you I actually have that tool for you? I do have that tool, and I can direct you right to it. Kohl Sports presents 10 scriptures that can change your life, the sports edition. Come along with this journey as you get to see one athlete after another model different aspects of what a champion does and what a champion is. And ultimately, you'll find out what a champion really is from his eyes. Kohl Sports presents 10 scriptures that can change your life, the sports edition, available on paperback and on Kindle at Amazon.com and ColeSports.com. Join me as I take a little bit of Kohl Sports the podcast visually. Cole Sports presents On The Daily. Come and get a good look, a visual look at how the energy, the intelligence, the humor, and even the frivolity of Cole Sports looks before your very eyes. Cole Sports presents On The Daily, weekdays on YouTube. Cole Sports! Available on social media outlets everywhere and Cole Sports with a Z. Welcome back. So apparently, Draymond Green's obsession with penis is not dying anytime soon. Yes, the man who went Ralph Macchio on Steven Adams twice, the man who decided to elbow LeBron James in that region, apparently wants to show his off. So he takes this Snapchat video, and it's supposed to be, I guess, a sliding in a DM type of thing. So it goes public, and there it is in front of the whole world. But that's not the funny part. The funny part about this whole story is that the next day after this was going viral, Vivid Entertainment, and I know you all know Vivid Entertainment. Yes, it's the same one that, I hate to say it, made Kim Kardashian famous by leaking her sex tape with Ray J back in the day, almost 10 years ago. Yes, the same entertainment company decided to come out the woodworks and give Draymond Green $100,000 for the rights to that tape. And then they would go on to pitch this to a porn company. And the porn name would be Drayzilla. Really? Drayzilla? Oh, gosh. Drayzilla. Drayzilla? So you mean to tell me the penis is basically a dragon? Oh, my gosh. Making this stuff up, it just couldn't be more entertaining than this. Look, this has been one horrible summer for Green. Now, of course, I already mentioned kicking Steven Adams in the groin twice, elbowing LeBron James in the groin once, and of course I just mentioned he showed off his pic of his penis for all the world to see. He also assaulted a fan after they got with him and talked all sorts of noise about the fact that on the campus of Michigan State University, the fan went at him because the fan was an Ohioan, and said, "Hey, you all got that work by Cleveland, didn't you? You all got that work. 3-1. I mean, all you had to do was just close them suckers out. And you all got closed out. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. Well, it looked like that Draymond went Charles Barkley. And if you don't get the reference, here's what I mean. Barkley, back when he was a player, and I'm sure he probably still does this now as an analyst, he actually would go out to bars and drink with fans. And he would actually say, you know, most fans actually are cool. They're nice and they respect my space, but they still say, hey, what's up, and want to talk and actually just talk normal stuff. Well, there would be the occasional fan or two that would talk the noise, and Barkley would do something such as take that patron and toss them through the bar window out onto the street. Now, I'm not saying that Green did something exactly like that, but assaulting a fan is something akin to the same thing. Woo. Drayzilla, you really have had one horrible summer. But I'll put it to you this way. Most guys, I think, actually would dream to have a porn movie. But look at it this way. I guess it's very fitting for you. The fact that you kicked Steven Adams in the groin twice. You elbowed LeBron James in the groin. and you sent a picture of your groin, I guess the universe conspired to say, hey, Draymond Green shouldn't even be called Draymond Green. He should simply be called Penis. Because he has this obsession with either hitting them, kicking them, or showing them. You're old enough, son, to not do stuff like this. And you're supposed to be the wise veteran. Now, I would get it if someone like, well, Barnes is not on the team anymore. But if someone like, say, Harrison Barnes were to do something like that, I would get that. I'm like, okay, the guy's youthful. He's exuberant. He may have slipped up. But you aren't supposed to do the D'Angelo Russell-ish type of thing at the stage where you are now. I mean, you're almost getting to the elder statesman, not saying that you're past your prime, but you're in your prime. And basketball players in their prime, football, hockey, baseball too, but basketball players in their prime, they don't engage and indulge in stuff like this. Apparently, you are not like your average basketball player. Well, we got an education and we learned. Oh yeah. And this actually might endear you to the ladies. I don't know, but one thing is for sure. In the other 29 arenas all across America and in Canada, you will be seeing signs that says, coming to name your arena nearest you, Draymond Green. Oh yeah, and Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson and the traitor Kevin Durant. Star in the movie Drayzilla. When I come back from Drayzilla to an actual topic that is a whole lot more respectful and a whole lot classier, I will put that upon further review. Here's a question for you. Who is your GOAT? You know what I mean. The greatest quarterbacks of all time. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it Joe Montana? Is it John Elway? Or is it none of these that I've just mentioned? Well, find out who I think is the GOAT. Get my ebook, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, for free right now on coldsports.com. I said for free. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the 5 greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. On ColeSports.com. So what are you waiting for? Go get it! The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, and the riveting stories all along the way. From the champagne being poured to the heads hung low for a job not well done. Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective. Come along with us as we reach into the past, bring it into the present, and thrust it forward into the future. Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective, coming to a premium content platform nearest you. From analysts, to journalists, to athletes, and to all sports personalities in between, join us as you get an up-close and personal look at how things are behind the scenes of sports. Cole Sports presents Conversations. Follow along with us as we get to ask the questions that you have always wanted to ask, and you get the answers that you demand from the sports personalities themselves. Cole Sports presents Conversations on ColeSports.com and other social media outlets. Do you want t-shirts? I know everyone wants t-shirts. Do you want jerseys? I know there's a few of you that do. Do you want varsity jackets? Yes, I even have that, along with hats and Scullies. And you know what? I'll even throw in a travel bag. Pole Sports has a store. That's right. The podcast that's taken the world by storm actually has merchandise. Come on in, browse, get something of quality, and leave satisfied as you get to pump the brand that is taking over the podcast game. The Cold Sports Shopping Center is at coldsports.com, and it is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come on down to the Cold Sports store right now. Episode, we're of course going to award the Dolt of the Week. We have really good candidates this week already. We're going to talk about a couple of Yankees, which may turn off what the other 300 million of us in America, but it's worthy to talk about them. And we're going to put the biggest sporting event ever upon further review. But that is for the episode to come. For this episode right here, though, I'm going to put this subject upon further review. Kevin Green. Orlando Pace, Ken Stabler, Eddie DeBartolo Jr., Dick Stanfill, Marvin Harrison, Tony Dungy, and the headliner himself, Brett Favre. Those are your 2016 Pro Football Hall of Fame inductees. And before I continue on, what I got to thank my fellow brother in arms, the Daily Blitz's own Christian Simpson. And check out his blog. That's dailyblitz61.com. That's dailyblitz61.com. Wonderful stuff. And this is of no exception. When I was reading the list of who was actually in the Hall of Fame for this year, it just made me think back to why I always liked this event. And this is one of those events that rarely gets talked about in terms of the NFL annals of the year. You, of course, hear about the Super Bowl because that's the biggest event for the NFL. And of course, you all know about the kickoff weekend, Thanksgiving Day, and now the International Series. You hear about these, but the Hall of Fame ceremony. The beautiful part about Hall of Fame ceremonies is that you get a chance to look back at the greatness of the sport. You look back at why you fell in love with the sport in the first place. And I can focus all on Favre and Dungy and Harrison. I mean, I saw them not too long ago. I mean, they're great. And same with Kevin Green. And I, you know, got a chance to see Orlando Pace play. And here's the thing about Pace. When we talk about the St. Louis Rams' greatest show on turf, we mention Warner, Bruce, Holt, even Haas Akeem, Marshall Faulk. You pretty much mention them. But one of the biggest cogs of that machine that kept it rolling was the big blind protector, the blindside protector, into Orlando Pace. And you know, when you amass any position like that to play almost 10 years straight without injury, that says a lot. That says a lot about you. That says a lot about what the team thinks of you. And then, you know, there's Eddie DeBartolo Jr. Now, his legacy, unfortunately, was tarnished by a whole lot of money laundering. during the 90s, but many remember him as the young swashbuckling owner that took the team over around 1980 and brought the San Francisco 49ers to the place where they're now considered one of the stalwart franchises in the league, when it was more moribund some 40 years before. But I want to conclude by talking about Ken Stabler. Now, people will look at his stat line and say, well, he doesn't deserve to be in. But understand something. He was on a team where he led them to the playoffs 8 of the 10 years that he was there. And he had so many remarkable plays. Plays so remarkable that you actually titled them sort of like books. The Sea of Hands and the Holy Roller and the Immaculate Reception, which of course that ended up in a loss for the Raiders. But he was a quarterback that was heady. And he may not have sounded smart. He may not have looked smart. He may not have been what you would want your quarterback to look like, sound like, think like. But he was one of those man's man type of quarterbacks where he got in the huddle and the other 10 looked at this guy and said, okay, well, we know we're good to go because Kenny is running the show. And he treated the other 10 like men and they were successful. And whether you think he belongs there or not, understand something. In that decade, he led the Raiders to the best regular season record of all the teams in the NFL, including the Steelers, including the Cowboys, the best regular season record of the 70s. So that has to account for something. All in all, it is not so bad to have that childlike zeal in life. And these guys did it at a level and a plateau and a style that we all always aspire to achieve. Thank you for that reminder, guys. If you haven't liked this episode or any podcast episode previous to this one, why don't you follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports. That's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook at Cole Sports. Again, sports with a Z. I ain't forget about your Canadian friends up north. Sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Instagram, Pinterest, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube. All Cole Sports, sports with a Z. Like, rate, review, subscribe, share, follow, all to your heart's content, especially on iTunes. It lists a profile of this show. And the more eyes that see it, the more eardrums that hear it, the better this show performs out in the world. But more importantly than the subscriptions, the rates, the reviews, the likes, the shares, and the follows, I want you to enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson, and this is Cole Sports. Cole Sports, a Comey Media production, in association with the SDWV Network.